USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Poland and Romania today as the United States and its NATO allies seek to boost Ukrainian fighters while avoiding getting caught up in a war. But diplomatic troubles made headlines Tuesday after the Polish government said it would give all of its MiG-29 fighters to the United States before releasing them to Ukrainian pilots. But Polish officials did not run that offer past the Biden administration before going public with it, and the Pentagon quickly dismissed the idea as not a tenable one. The White House has issued a response after a shooting took place outside of East High School in Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines police say the victim in the shooting was 15-year-old Jose David Lopez, and he was not a student at East High. Quote, Jill and I pray for his family and everyone impacted by yet another senseless act of gun violence, end quote. A half dozen suspects have been arrested for their alleged involvement in the shooting. USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
As many people look to Russia for hackers upon Americans, Chinese hackers have been just as busy.
Hackers working on behalf of the Chinese government have broken into computer networks of at least six state governments in the United States in the last year, according to a report released by a private security firm. The report by Mandiant does not identify the compromised states or offer a motive for the intrusions, which began last May and are still continuing. But the Chinese group, believed to be responsible for the breaches, APT-41, is known to launch hacking operations for both old-fashioned espionage purposes and for financial gain. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The Russian military is having problems while it continues its violent invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
They are having fuel problems. They are having food problems. They are meeting a very stiff and determined Ukrainian resistance.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Rosario. We could all use a getaway this spring break, and Kalahari Resorts, home to America's largest indoor water parks, provides an escape the whole family will love. From the giant wave pool to the thrilling slides, Kalahari's indoor water parks will provide an always 84 degrees and sunny spring break getaway. With locations in Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas, your family's ideal getaway is just a short road trip away. Make your reservation today at KalahariResorts.com.
As a judge and lawyers try to decide what to do in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking conviction, juror number 50 told a judge Tuesday that failing to disclose his own child abuse as a young boy was one of the biggest mistakes of his life. Quote, I didn't lie in order to get on the jury, end quote. Maxwell lawyers in January asked the judge to immediately order a new trial after the juror's public statements, but the judge said she could not do so without questioning the juror first. The former defense minister for Ukraine, Andrei Zavarnovyuk, on Newsmax says NATO and the West in general are showing fear to Russia and are intimidated by President Vladimir Putin.
Everything else is an attempt to sort of resolve this somehow, and they're trying to take Kharkiv, they're trying to take Sumy, they were trying to take other places and so on. Of course, they're doing the whole southern part of the campaign, which you have right now on the map, and they're also failing to do, for example, Mykolaiv and a few other places. So, they're struggling. It's already, of course, more than 10 days, and they still cannot achieve any of those goals which they put before themselves.
Retired multi-sport athlete Deion Sanders had two toes on his left foot amputated last fall. Now the head coach of Jackson State and NFL legend said that the big toe and the second toe were removed due to blood clots that were a result of a previous surgery. Doctors also feared Sanders might lose his leg if the procedure was not done. Deion said he thanked God for being in his life to deal with the pain. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.